Let us pray. God, we await the coming of your justice and mercy. As you did with Mary, you placed the world-changing power of your grace in our hearts. Bless us that we ourselves lead the way your justice enters the world. Speak your word to us, may it be for us according with your word. Amen. A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The arid land shall be glad, the desert shall rejoice and blossom. They shall see the glory of the Lord, the majesty of our God. Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are of a fearful heart, be strong, do not fear. Here is your God. The Holy One is coming in triumph with unassailable justice. God will come and save you. Then our blind eyes shall be opened and the ears of our hearts unstopped. Then the unmoving shall leap like a deer, and the tongue of the silent sing for joy. For waters shall break forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. A highway shall be there, and it shall be called the Holy Way, and the redeemed shall walk there. Those whom God has liberated will return and come to Zion with singing. Everlasting joy shall be upon their heads, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Hear the word of God for the people of God.
Listen for the living word of God as you hear the good news from Matthew's gospel. John the Baptist in prison heard about the things that the Messiah was doing and sent word to Jesus through some of John's followers. And they asked Jesus, "Are you the one to come, or shall we wait for another?" And Jesus said to them, "Go and tell John what you hear, what you see. The blind receive their sight. The crippled are enabled to walk. Lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. The poor have good news brought to them. And blessed is whoever does not take offense at me." And as they were going back, Jesus turned and started talking to the crowds about John. And he said, "So who did you go out in the desert to see? A reed shaking in the wind? Well, I don't think so. Who did you go to see? Someone dressed in soft robes?" Look, everybody dressed in soft robes is off in some palace somewhere. "Who did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, and more. This is the one of whom it is written, 'Behold, I am sending my messengers ahead of you, who will prepare a way before you.' I tell you, among all of those born of woman, none is greater than John. But in the realm of God, even the least is greater than he." The gospel of the beloved Jesus Christ. Thanks. 500 years ago in Mexico, there was a man whose name I want to be able to pronounce. I'll have to check it with Clelia. It's probably closer to Peruvian than even Mexican. But he was converted, and he took the name Juan Diego when he was baptized in the Catholic Church. In 1531, he was 57, he was a widower, and on December 9th, he was walking from his little village across the Tepeyac Hill to a barrio where he was going to attend a mass in celebration of the Virgin Mary. And as he crossed Tepeyac Hill, he heard this glorious music that sounded like a flock of birds singing in chorus. So he left the road and went up the hill to investigate, and there was this bright cloud, and in the cloud there appeared this Aztec princess with dark skin and a princess's outfit on, glowing with the glory of God. And she spoke to him in his Aztec language. And she said, I want you to go to the bishop and tell him to build a church right here for the Indians, for the Aztec people. So Juan Diego went to the bishop, who, of course, didn't want to see him because he was just one of those peasants. He was just some Indian guy. So the bishop wouldn't see him. Juan Diego went back up the hill, and the lady was there and greeted him, and he said he was sorry that he had failed in his mission. And she said, you did not fail. Go back to the bishop. I will help you. The next day, Juan Diego went again to the bishop's office, and this time, by some miracle, the bishop was willing to meet with him, although reluctantly. And Juan Diego told him the story that he had seen the Virgin Mary, and he described her, this dark Aztec skin, dressed up as an Aztec princess, glowing with all the glory of God, surrounded by this bright cloud. And she had instructed him to tell the bishop to build a church there for the Aztec people. Well, the bishop was dubious, partly because this was just some uneducated peasant. And if the Virgin Mary was going to appear, she would probably appear to someone like himself, not this peasant. And also maybe because the Virgin Mary that he described was clearly an Aztec. And being one of the conquering Spaniards, he knew perfectly well that the Virgin Mary was European. So in order to dismiss Juan Diego, he said, lovely. So if you have seen the Virgin Mary, tell her to give me a sign. And sent him away. Juan Diego went home. And the next day his uncle fell deathly ill. And he did not go up to the hill and he did not go to the bishop. He stayed home and took care of his uncle, thinking that perhaps this sickness was a sign from the lady that he was not doing his job well. But the next day, he gathered up all his courage, and he went back up Tepeyac Hill, and there was the cloud, and there was this Aztec princess, visibly pregnant, dressed in glory. And he told her the story, and she said, ah, tell the bishop, I will give him a sign. Turn around. And Juan Diego turned around, and there behind him, in the middle of December, up at this high, cold altitude, there was this field of blossoming roses. And their fragrance filled the meadow. Juan Diego could hardly believe it. He gathered as many of these roses as he could and gathered them up in his tilma, that serape, that cape that he wore against the cold. And he rushed down to the bishop's office. And this time the bishop was very interested to meet with him. And the bishop said, well, did the Virgin give me my sign? And Juan Diego opened up his tilma and out spilled dozens of fragrant, fresh roses in the middle of December. And the bishop fell to his knees, not because of the roses, but because on Juan Diego's tilma, where the roses had been, there was this miraculous image of the Virgin Mary, surrounded by clouds, glowing with all the stars of heaven. Well, needless to say, the church was built. And that day of Juan Diego's visit to the bishop and the building of that church became a great event of courage and vindication for the native people and reprimand and repudiation for the conquering Spaniards. And that church became a great gathering place for the native people. And Our Lady of Guadalupe became a source of strength and courage for the native people still to this day in Mexico. And even now, 500 years later, you can go to the Basilica of Guadalupe, which has now been swallowed up by the suburbs of Mexico City. And in that church, you can see displayed Juan Diego's very tilma, 500 years old, made of reeds and straw, but still preserved. And on that tilma, still that miraculous image of the Virgin Mary. That's the picture that's reproduced on the cover of the bulletin. That Mary, in that mandorla of glory, has been a symbol of empowerment for the native people for 500 years. To love somebody is to empower them. Not just to feel good about them, but to give them what they need in order to live the full life that God has for them. So, the Virgin Mary didn't just love Juan Diego. She empowered him to convince the bishop to build that church. That's the work that God does among us. God doesn't just appear. God empowers us. Mary sees that in that story, that song that she sings, the Magnificat. God has lifted up the lowly and brought down the powerful from their thrones. Because for God, this is justice. Justice is not revenge. Justice is equal access to belonging and resources and esteem and power for everybody. So God lifts up the lowly. God also tears down the mighty so that everyone has the same kind of power. As we're waiting for the coming of Christ, kind of like the bishop, we want to see some signs. Kind of like John the Baptist in prison, we want to see some evidence. We have some questions of Jesus. We want to know. And Jesus' answer for John the Baptist is very much like the Virgin Mary's answer to Juan Diego. I will give him a sign. Jesus says to tell John the Baptist's disciples, remembering those words of prophecy from Isaiah. Remember how Isaiah said, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the crippled will get up and dance. Jesus says, tell John what you see, what you hear. The blind receive their sight. Lepers are cleansed. The crippled get up and walk. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. The poor have good news brought to them. This is a sign that God is already doing among us what we hope God will do. Empowering people to live lives to the fullest. That empowering is going on now. And as we wait for Christ to come, for Christ to be born in our hearts in new ways, what we do is look for those signs already. Those amazing, miraculous roses in winter that tell us that God is at work. We look for ways that the lowly are lifted up. And sometimes it's a teenage girl who cares about the climate, who wakes the world up. We look for ways that the mighty are brought down. You'll see it on the news. Sometimes it's hard to bring the mighty down. It's more inspiring to live to bring the lowly up. But God will do both. And God invites us to be a part of both. And when we give ourselves over to that liberating work of empowering, we ourselves are empowered. As soon as Juan Diego decided that he would do what the Virgin Mary told him to do, he was given the power to convince a bishop to build a basilica all by himself. And you, in your life, caring for loved ones when it's really hard, dealing with co-workers who are difficult to get along with? Facing personal struggles, health challenges that are not welcome. We hear those words of Isaiah. Listen for those words in your life. Strengthen the weak hands. Make steady the feeble knees. Here is your God who will come to help you. Listen for the voice of Jesus saying, what do you see? What do you hear? Those who are broken are made whole. Those who are powerless are empowered to live new lives. As you wait for the coming of Christ, listen for the voice of Our Lady of Guadalupe, who says to each of us in our own native language, I will help you. Take courage. Christ is coming. Will you pray with me? God, for your love and your presence, we give you thanks. We who are thirsty for your encouragement are grateful for the courage you give us. We open our hearts that you might strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. God of grace, we thank you. And we pray for the faith to receive your blessings, to be mindful of your presence, and to listen for your voice, and for the courage to trust your deep desire for us, surrendering everything to your love, to live in harmony with your grace. Amen.